season of Lent is a purposeful journey towards the cross of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter Sunday. Welcome to our Lenten edition of Crosstalk. I'm Pastor Brian. A reading from Matthew 27. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" What's the longest stretch that you've ever been alone? 1 month? 1 week? 1 day? 1 minute? I totally understand that for some people, being alone is uncomfortable. It's scary. It's just not right. Growing up in Colorado and spending weekends in the Rocky Mountains gave me plenty of opportunities to be alone, and I found that being alone allows my imagination to run wild. It's in the quiet, in the silence, and in the loneliness. These words from Jesus, which are uttered between every suffocating breath, are a reminder that being alone, being utterly alone, was something Jesus had to endure. I sometimes wonder if it was the most torturous part of the day. I understand there was a flogging. I understand there was a crown of thorns pressed deeply into his skull. I understand that nails would shred through skin and muscle and bone so that he would be pinned to a cross. And yet, these words from Jesus, between every suffocating breath, the words of aloneness are haunting. In a sick kind of irony, Jesus is surrounded by people. Those who are ridiculing him, those who are mocking him, those who are torturing him, those who are simply passing by. There's people everywhere, and yet his only concern is to lift his face to heaven, to hear the voice of his Father, the voice which has said, "This is my Son whom I love," to hear a comforting word of God's presence in his suffering. Even though Jesus was surrounded by people, surrounded by voices of hate, surrounded by the laughter of demons, he only longed to hear his Father. But this time, when he looks to heaven, there's nothing. No voice. No comfort. No presence. Nothing. There was Jesus, utterly alone, left to himself with the weight of the world's sin upon his shoulders. Why have you abandoned me? It's a simple yet excruciating question. Alone and left for dead. Jesus endured the torture of abandon. He suffered the pain of forsakenness. Jesus suffocated in loneliness. Why? So you and I will never be alone. See, Jesus will remind the disciples, just as he reminds you and me, "Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you." We have a God who is always present. Always present. Here's a couple of questions for you to think through. How long could you go being alone? And two, what comforts you knowing that God is always present? Friends, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for suffering through loneliness and abandon so that we are never alone. May the cross be our reminder that we have a God who will go to any length to remind us of his ever-present presence. love. Amen.